This is sports.
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 This is sports. This is sports.
With a capital F.
This is sports with a capital F.
This is sports.
F.
This is sports with a capital F.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Sports with a Capital F podcast. I am Graham, and it's time for Graham's Sunday Address for November 5th, 2017. And I put the emphasis on November 5th, not only because I'm bad at this, but also because I did tell everyone on two separate podcasts that there would be an EMP that would sling our world into Walking Dead style chaos. Although that's got to be the worst kind of chaos, because that means if you're a survivor, you're trapped in a world of horrible dialogue and dragging plot lines and poor character development. And I think we would all hope that if the end times were to come and we survived, it would be a little bit more entertaining. Just less talking, for God's sake. Oh, excuse me. But anyway, so I do apologize for that. Technically, we're still in the window, but seems like an unlikely occurrence. And while I apologize that there was no really big blackout, there was a blackout in Florida this weekend. Whoa. Well, for those of you who are just listening, I just played a video. You can find it on the internet. There's a clearly belligerently intoxicated young lady refusing to leave a football game. When you catch the video, the police are basically four large police officers are picking this girl up to carry her out of the stadium. And she intentionally, clearly, but drunkenly backhands one of the larger gentlemen in the middle of his face. And he uses his fist as an EMP to cause her a really huge blackout. I don't know, let's see it one more time. Let's just see if I can do it one more time. Yeah. It's a little tough to watch. Although I will say that while I'm sure all of you are running to your respective outrage corners over this, everyone on their little sides, joining their team. Most people not really developing their own opinion of this yet, as they're awaiting for their opinion to roll in from whichever side of the political spectrum they pretend to be from. But I will say, though, just quickly about this video, that it really should just be an example to all of us that in certain circumstances, the police are equal opportunity face punchers. Yeah, if you do that to a cop, kind of doesn't matter who's who or where they're from, you're probably going to get punched in the face. It's kind of like, I think we've kind of lost sight of that. I think that Chris Rock video about how to not get your ass whooped by the police, which I'm sure most people are familiar with. And if you're not, you're way behind and you should probably get on that because it's pure comedy gold. Yeah, I think we've all kind of lost sight of that in light of our polarized and very compartmentalized opinions of the police. Like, this is, you know, it wasn't okay. I don't know, but, you know, you could equal opportunity. She backhanded that dude right in his nose. And, you know, he was like, you know, they had already probably been standing there dealing with her for a while. And if you see her face in the video, like, I don't know this young lady, and so I don't want to overly generalize, but I've seen this lady a lot in my life. I've seen this woman at a number of gatherings, sporting events, barbecues, lines at the grocery store. Like, I've seen this, like, belligerently drunk woman, and she has that look on her face, too. Like, I'm not going. I can't imagine what she's probably said to those guys. I mean, I'm speculating, but I don't know if I'd refer to it as wildly speculating. But I've often fantasized a scenario of this sort when I see that girl. I don't know that girl. Let's say her name's Tammy. That's probably a pretty good guess. I think Tammy, or something with a, or something with two names, something June or Lee or something of that nature. But yeah, she's, I've seen her before. And this is, you know, if there's any lesson to be gleaned from this, I'm sure, you know, we all have our own, you know, angles at which we come from. And I'm sure there will be a wide variety of opinions on this by the time I post this video, and a lot of you have gotten your opinion on it. But that was all I took away from it. She was undoubtedly being awful, and then she made a huge mistake. Huge mistake. Like I said, the police are equal opportunity face punchers. So no matter who you are or where you're from, you should probably go ahead and teach your kids about that when they're young. Because a cop having a bad day will punch you in the face like that just if you're being, you know, overly obnoxious. You know? And how many, like, drunk people did that guy have to deal with that day? Oh, and I'm sorry, too. I should mention that this was at the University of Miami down in South Florida. In their game against Virginia Tech, where the only really huge blackout actually occurred this weekend. And I think I've probably beaten that video to death. You can go watch it. Develop your own opinion. I'm sure you will. And hopefully, though, you can at least take some of my points and sprinkle them in there. That the police will punch you in the face, even if you're old Tammy there. All right. Also, before we wrap things up, another cool thing. Actually, Griff shared it with me a while ago. On YouTube. All right. So the Home Run Derby actually very briefly was a television show, in the very early 60s. And it was like, sorry, I keep saying, but the police, the baseball players, excuse me. It would be kind of cool to see a Home Run Derby, I guess, with police. No, it wouldn't. That's a stupid idea. Let's get this over with. In the early 60s, they had a television program that they filmed in December where basically two of the great home run hitters of the time would play a 9-inning game with a pitching batting practice pitcher on the mound, and basically anything that wasn't a home run was an out, and they would compete over 9 innings with 3 outs, top and bottom of the inning all the way through, just to see who could hit the most home runs. And it was kind of cool. They were competing for cash prizes, but it was pretty neat. Like, you can watch Ernie Banks and Mickey Mantle have a home run derby. Like, that's really the super big appeal of it. There's all Willie Mays is on there. There's all these like great prolific home run hitters, and you get a, you know, they have a little bitty interview while the other guy's hitting. It's super, super of the time. It's not super flashy or, you know, fast paced by any stretch, but it is cool to see those guys hit home runs. So if you're looking for something cool to look at, go check out YouTube. And if you just type in, like, Mickey Mantle features very prominently, he's in most of the episodes, but you just type in like Mickey Mantle Ernie Banks home run derby, you'll be right at the entrance of that rabbit hole. And I apologize to your extended family and nuclear family in advance, because if you're like me, you're gonna be there for a while. All right, I think that's everything I had. I kept this one relatively short. I'm sure it went longer than it should have. All of these do. Yeah, but so thanks for checking out Graham's Sunday Address for 5 November 2107. And me and Fleesky, or me and Griff, or me and somebody, or just me and me, will be back later this week to do a proper podcast. And until then, bear down. Oh! NFL, sorry. Yeah, and shouts out to the Bears, who can't lose this weekend, no matter what happens, because they're on their bye. And if your team isn't the Bears and they're better than the Bears, I hope they lose. I hope they lose terribly. Okay, that's it. Goodbye.
This is Sports with a capital F.
This is Sports.
This is a capital F.